With Broadway shut down, performers in New York City have had to put their careers on hold. But some of them have found a way to use their talent. Here's Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC.
These are highly accomplished performers. Deontay Goodman is in the ensemble of Hamilton on Broadway.
There's a moment of where you're like, oh, am I ever going to do the thing that I love to do again?
Jenny Barber has performed in Wicked, The Nanns, and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. For the last year, she's been at home.
You want to sing to someone that's not your cat, maybe.
So in December, Barber and G.T. Hederman, a theater director and, full disclosure, a friend, launched a generous act, singing telegrams, old-timey songs in the public domain, all performed over the phone.
The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't got a car.
It just felt like a really lovely, non-judgmental, tiny sugar bomb of joy.
Some performers, like Mylinda Hull, were initially wary.
You know, when you think about a traditional singing telegram that knock, knock, knock shows up on your door and it's a crazy gorilla suit or it's a tap dancing nut job and your neighbors are looking, your coworkers are mocking you, that sounds awful.
But then the orders started coming in. $30 for a performance, 20 of which goes to the singer, the rest for the actor's fund and overhead. And the performers were caught off guard by the power of singing over a phone to one person.
Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always.
Kimberly Chatterjee recalls singing a Christmas carol.
It was a mother, and her son had requested it for her. And she, at the end, started crying, and it makes me a little bit emotional because she wasn't going to be able to see him for the holidays because she was lonely.
Think of artists, the people who help us feel, even through a pandemic, as first responders of a different sort. Now these performers are hoping to return to the stage and to the songs that lured them there in the first place.
Give my regards to Broadway, remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
You talk about give my regards to Broadway, like remember me to Herald Square, tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. I mean, it makes me so, it makes me sad.
And now they're waiting for the city they love to return.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo.
I still have that moment once a year where I'm like, oh, my God, I live in New York City. I'm an actor, and I'm doing it.
So far, the singers of A Generous Act have performed around 230 singing telegrams, with more to come.
For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York City.